Greetings, United States of Earth. Welcome to the Kneezy Please Show. I am your host, Kneezy Please, reporting in Washington. We begin tonight with this. The World Cup is happening. Like now. Some cable news outlets are debating whether or not soccer is un-American. Let's delve a bit deeper into this controversy, shall we? When I was a little guy, I used to love soccer. I wasn't good at it. I always tended to kick the ball straight up into the air instead of towards my intended target. But man, did I love it when I did happen to make contact with that ball and send it flying against the chain-link fence we declared was the opposing team's net. I went to a predominantly Filipino school where I was one of only 3 to 4 kids in the class who were either mixed, like myself, or straight-up black or African. When I turned 6 for my first grade birthday, my best friend's family bought me a soccer ball and I was sprung. I would practice bouncing it off my knees and ankles before attempting a Pele-like kick, which resulted in me busting the back of my head on the concrete at least once pretty good, in which I also landed every now and again. It's been known to happen. I love that ball to a fault. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever cussed was while playing with that soccer ball. See, later on that first grade year, some older kids borrowed that same soccer ball that I got for my birthday and kicked my shit onto the school's roof. On some of that all oops. To which I can recall mildly responding, "God damn it." There were no other words for that situation. I've been grammatically corrupted ever since. I did get my ball back, though. See, our recesses were overlapped by 1/2 hour, so the older kids got the first 1/2 hour to themselves, and then we overlapped on their second 1/2 hour. So as they went back to class at the end of their hour, I spent the next 1/2 hour of my recess throwing rocks at that soccer ball until I bounced a good enough shot off it and managed to knock it back down. Maybe I should have tried out for baseball. I was so happy to get it back, I vowed to never take my soccer ball to school ever again to keep that shit safe. But a few days later, my stepbrother was playing basketball with it in our backyard and managed to pop it on a board with a nail sticking out of it. My blood brother played soccer as well when he was a kid, and he was really good at it before he moved on to master more American mainstream sports like football or basketball. What happened was that other black kids started making fun of him for playing what was called a white boy sport at the time. So he quit that shit with the quickness. The homies get real mad when a game ends in a tie. We need a clear winner in our shit. That's how the hood is. Who got bested? It's why we hate fights that ended in a decision. As I got a little older, I noticed a lot of the kids that I grew up with tended to give up on soccer for some of the more Americanized sports as well. They started to call soccer words and things I'd never heard of before, like FOB, F-O-B, and boater. I had to go and ask people what that shit meant. Then when they told me, I found the acronym kind of silly and fumbly to pronounce, to say the least. It kind of bummed me out that kids moved on from soccer because I was always late to master the basics of any sport, and I wasn't really coordinated enough to take on basketball like some of my other mates were able to. And you know football. It's got all them damn rules. The stopping and the going. You have to memorize all the plays and you have to hit all the holes in just the right order to run the plays correctly. By the time the team captain explained just what the fuck the play was to the rest of the team, I was slack-jawed and bored like, nigga, where'd I put my G.I. Joe? I don't have time for this shit. Kind of found it slow-paced and boring. I was like, man, I'm about to go draw. And when I got older, me personally, I just grew to dislike participating in sports even more. I was like, man, y'all niggas is all sweaty at lunchtime. I'm no good with that. I like to stay fresh and dry. Where are the girls hanging at? I'm trying to hump, not dunk. Shit, you gonna stink in 5th period. Lately, I've heard cable news asking why soccer ain't ever caught on here in the U.S., and I don't quite know the answer to that either. But I can guess a few reasons are in part because it's more so a worldly sport, and folks who are from America or who come to America and become Americans perhaps are in part encouraged or choose to become assimilated into our greater than melting potted culture and shed some of their more worldly entertainment interests for the ideology of Americans' exceptionalism. Sometimes we as Americans can get our ass on our shoulders like, only our shit matters. Only our shit counts. Some of that American fuck yeah-isms. And for good reason. Our music and our entertainment culture sets the trends for the planet. I think those are some of the reasons why soccer hasn't blown up here in the U.S. Also, soccer is known as football to the rest of the United States of Earth. And you know, we've got our own shit named football. We have no time for that. We consider the rest of the world's football not real. 11 kids trying to kick a round ball into the other kid's net. It's simple. Nothing anti-American about it except that we are not the best at it in the world, except this year we might be. And this is for sure one of the reasons why we all act like asshats towards the rest of the world at the mentioning of soccer, their football. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to do the Kneezy News. That's last week's news this week. Stay tuned.
www.pleasy.com.
Welcome back to the Kneezy Please Show. As always, moving at the time-tested and bona fide speed of 100% genuine true color people time, we're taking it back to last week's news this week, then we'll tell you what to keep an eye out for in the week ahead. You're listening to the Kneezy News. Keep it locked right here on the Kneezy Please Show. Today is Monday, June 30th, and it's fucking beautiful out here in Seattle. Let's keep that shit up for real. Let's see, here are some interesting events that have happened on today's date in previous years. Back in the day today, 1914, Gandhi got arrested for the first time campaigning for Indian rights in South Africa. 1905, Albert Einstein publishes On the Electrodynamics of Moving Bodies, explaining his special theory of relativity, beginning the relativistic era in physics. In 1938, Superman debuts in DC Comics for the first time. Superman was born. S-curl and all. And in 1994, the U.S. Ice Skating Federation bars Tonya Harding for life. Remember, she put the hit on Nancy Kerrigan and had her kneecapped by a goon with a wrench. A monkey wrench, I believe it was. But Nancy skated anyways and won. You can't make that shit up. That really happened. That's a Lifetime movie for show. Moving on to last week's news. You know, last week was a lot of little piddly stories and articles kind of elaborating on what was the week before as Kneezy News. What we got? We got, this is new. Congressional leaders join hands in moving Capitol Hill moment to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. And then John Boehner sued the president for moving unilaterally in Iraq. That makes about as much sense as it's going to. I get it. You get it. Leading us into Iraq, they're still tripping. ISIS is out there gangbanging. On a side note, if you're a news reporter or a news analyst and your answer for an already destabilized Middle East is to escalate things by airstriking Iraq, which will undoubtedly cause more unethical, unjustifiable collateral damages, you may not just be a news commentator, but a psychopath as well. Moving on, Syria is still imploding. Some more. And sadly, man, Israel looks to have found those poor missing teenagers, and they didn't seem to fare too well at all. Condolences and prayers to all those poor folks and all the other peoples out there across the United States of Earth who are suffering, as well as those Nigerian schoolgirls who are still missing. And while we're on the subject, you gotta love those BET awards. The Seattle PI, by way of the Hollywood Reporter, reports gunfire broke out at an unaffiliated pre-party for the show and ended with five people being injured and one fatally. A man was also stabbed at another BET pre-show party, but was listed as in stable condition. No one is in custody for either incident, and BET says both parties were unauthorized and unaffiliated with BET. Meanwhile, the BET Awards turned into the motherfucking Usher show. That nigga tore that shit down. Pharrell Williams won big as he was honored for Best Male R&B Pop Artist and Video of the Year. There was a lot of niggas lip-syncing, a lot of bitches lip-syncing. It was driving me bananas. Nicki Minaj talked big shit because she writes her own shit. That's understandable. And in non-music categories, Lupita Nyong'o received the Best Actress Award for her role in 12 Years a Slave. And finally, Bobby Womack is dearly departed. The man had Mac in his name, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. If You Think You're Lonely Now. Wait a minute. Wait until tonight, girl. Has passed on to a better game with that greater player in the sky. We wouldn't have such dope sayings as, don't leave your girl around me, if Bobby Womack didn't give us lessons on how he wish he didn't trust me so much because this nigga's wife is all over me. Give me 5 feet. Some of you motherfuckers owe your very existence to this brother's ability to throw down a song. Don't front, your mama turned freak. Bobby hung with all my heroes back in the day. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Sly Stone. He was a true innovator making music. He taught us that if he dug it, it was commercial enough for him. Show some respect for Bobby Womack, who I understand was booked to play at Bumper Shoot this year. Much love and respects goes out to him and his family. And in the week ahead, Keep an ear out for more on America's standing in the World Cup. We wish Team USA all the luck in the world. Handle that. Also, stay tuned for even more in the Middle East calamity, because that shit involves us whether we like it or not. Let's help find smart ways to diffuse tension instead of escalating towards war. War can be over if you want it. Keep it locked on the Kneezy Please Show. We'll be right back.
www.pleasy.com.
Welcome back to the Kneezy Please Show. Now, most of you know me as your friendly neighborhood Kneezy Please, as I've tended well in the past to make it niggity-nank-nank known that I'm all too at home on the microphone. But those of you in the tech industry may also know me as the lead software test engineer behind a shitload of IPs for both Nintendo of America and Microsoft Gaming Studios. That's right, niggas is nerds too. Time to opine on video games both today and yesteryear. Welcome to my next segment. Please press play. Andrew Gardikis. Gardikis? Gardikis. Like Spartacus? I don't know. A.K.A. Andrew 1990 performed a speedrun of Super Mario that clocked in at 4 minutes and 58.89 seconds fast. That's from the control of Mario until hitting Bowser's axe. That's fucking amazing. Do you know how fast that is? Think about that shit. That is amazing to us here at the Kneezy Please Show. Especially considering that sometimes it can take me longer than 5 minutes to do random tasks such as make my bed or make a sandwich or pump gas in my car at the station. This dude can beat Super Mario Bros. Faster than I can take a shit. And that's worthy of recognition around here. Stay tuned to the Kneezy Please Show. We'll be right back.
www.pleasy.com.
Finally, as always on the Kneezy Please Show, I'd like to take some time to remind my audience that I do music, which brings us back to our reoccurring segment, Pleasing to the Ear, where I present the musics that I fucks with and spotlight during the weekly downloadable digital release, The Freaking Weekend. Last week, we gave you 3 brand new fucking Northwest cuts. One of them, Next Stop, was from yours truly by way of the This or That. It's a banger. We also hit you with a song called Never Saw It Coming, that joint coming from the Stay High Bros, as well as a new hot one from your boy Philip Hines II called Paradise. Our weather here in the SEA has been paradise as of late, and we're going to keep it cracking like that through the summer, baby. Also, look for your boy Pleasy to be showing his presence on Spotify and SoundCloud and all those other shits in the next few days as well. And as always, The Freaking Weekend will be available to you, the listener, free to download on www.pleasie.com. That's www.pleasie.com. I'm going to keep on pimping, publishing something extra fun every Friday at midnight on the next Freaking Weekend. Believe that. We all worked exceptionally hard to deliver these dope recordings to you, and we hope you enjoy them as much as we loved creating them. Moving on. Let me finish with this, if you please. So what have you? World events. The World Cup is happening while war is happening in some parts of the world. Game on, planet Earth. Get it together. Race relations. We shall not overcome. No, wait. We shall overcome, but we shall not overcome the need to throw red meat to the Tea Party base who wants to impeach President Obama on baseless charges. What else have we? Ah, yes. Andrew 1990 beat Super Mario Bros. In less time than it takes me to get dressed in the morning. And they call gamers lazy. And continuing on, of course we have The Freaking Weekend showcases this Friday and every Friday. Know about it. And that's the Kneezy Please Show for now. I'd like to thank you, our listeners, for being with us. And you can catch this show again next Monday. You can always visit me at www.pleasy.com to learn more. Please feel free to leave comments on the Kneezy Please Show iTunes podcast page. And be sure to join us every Friday to download brand new Northwest music via The Freaking Weekend at www.pleasy.com. We hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next week with more music, politics, and bullshit ahead. As always, I'm Kneezy Please wishing you love, peace, and the pursuit. So can I get an alibi? Up in this stuff, not way she bitch holding up wide. Y'all know me, love is hot ride. Say Kneezy Please, say that's my Kneezy. Why ask why? I'm one hell of a guy. Now can I get an alibi? Up in this stuff, not way she bitch holding up wide. Y'all know me, love is hot ride. Fucking fleas, parasites, don't invite these. To a window seat for a bite to eat, unless you like teeth in a windpipe G. What's up, high mighty from the ghetto?
tragedy like Othello. When a nigga's a nigga, the bitch is a hoe. P.O.'s ain't woe, but dough is dope. Your screen keep it real, and keep it broke. Have a yes, been by like hunters, folks. Let me hip your folks to how I sway. Blaze on the rubber haze up by the skyway. You know what if I said you can smoke every day? And I five getting head down the freeway. Sipping Tanqueray with your fees, ayo. V's, they say use her
easy.
Crazy up in the SCA like a rose. Juggling dynamite sticks with Ray. When trying to get paid, get out of my way. I'll hold it down for the side of the cascade. Oh, say please, you stone that stay. When I need my thing, I'm just a spleen. Bump or rum till they dispense the cream. I leave them all dressed up in their wet dreams. Pimp shit, I pimp this. Please don't spit no game shit. If I said it, must have meant it. My words always implemented. Sweet, the blurb of verse so splendid. It'll twist your face demented. Like the finest cognac fermented. Fit the bills, my syndicate. Bitch, you can't forget my name, say it.